Go ahead and take your Bibles and turn back to Hebrews chapter 12 for one more time. We bring this series to a close this morning. We've been on a series that I've entitled Running Well and Finishing Strong. And I hope that these messages over the last several weeks have been an encouragement and a blessing to you and have given you some pointers and some helps in knowing how to run well and how to finish strong in the Christian race. I want to read this passage again, Hebrews 12, 1 through 3, and then we'll get into the message. Follow along with me. It says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Now today we're in verse 3, and this is where we're going to wrap things up. Consider him. Who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. All right, time for a little honesty. How many of you have ever been on a diet? How many of you whose hands are not in the air are lying to me right now? How many of you know that it's easier to start a diet than it is to see a diet through? How many of you know it's easier to join a gym than it is to keep going to the gym? Can I get an amen on that one? That's hard. It's easier to buy a new car than it is to keep making payments on that car. Amen. It's easier to have kids than it is to raise kids. Amen. She's been there, done that. So that's the voice of experience speaking, I think. I won't say her name, but her initials are B.E., I think, something like that. Yeah, it's easier, you know, it's easier to get married than it is to stay married. And folks, you know what? It's easier to start the Christian race than it is to finish the Christian race. Am I talking to the right people this morning? It's easier to start than it is to finish. These verses we've been looking at for several weeks now have been telling us how to run well. And now verse 3 that we're in today is going to tell us how to finish strong. There's one thing for sure, folks. Nobody finishes strong by luck. You need to understand that. Nobody just gets lucky and lives life however they want to live life, and then all of a sudden at the end they finish strong. That's not how it works. Nobody finishes strong by chance. You finish life strong for Christ only one way: by determining to finish strong and by following the principles that are laid out in Scripture, especially those we've been looking at for the last few weeks in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. By pressing on towards the goal, by not giving up. That's how you finish strong. Paul wrote some great words in Philippians chapter 3. He said, "Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it." In other words, I haven't grabbed the trophy yet. I haven't crossed the finish line yet. I'm not perfect yet. I haven't figured it all out yet. "But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead." You hear that language? He says, "I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." One of the things that will keep us pressing on, one of the things that will keep you pressing on in life, is if you consider him every step of the way. If you consider him, we must think of him this verse is telling us in Hebrews 12:3. If you're a parent, you've already experienced this. You know what it's like, that there are countless times as a parent when you don't have the energy, you don't have the strength to do what you need to do as a parent, and yet somehow you press on and you do for your kids what you have to do. Why? Because you're considering them. You're thinking of them. We got to do this last night. Nick was sick during the night last night, coughing all night. I don't know how much sleep I got with all that, maybe half an hour. I'm not even sure how I'm standing up here today, but I did that, and Sandy dropped Nick off somewhere on a sidewalk because she was determined to come cover dish lunch today. So I went back, and I didn't think she was going to be here today. I saw her standing there. I said, "Where's Nick?" She said, "Well, I dropped him off at Papa and Nana." So thank you, Papa and Nana, very much for helping out with that. But, you know, parents do those kind of things. I mean, you can be up all night and then just get up the next day and go do what you have to do. How is that possible? Why? Because your kids are more important to you than you are. You're considering them. You're thinking of them. You run your kids all over town, taking them to soccer and dance and baseball and everything else. And you've got plenty of other things you could be doing. But yet you do all those things for your kids because you love them and you're thinking of them first. Hebrews 12:3 tells us we must think of Jesus as we run the Christian life. We must consider Him and all the things that He has done for us. All the things that He endured for us so that you will not grow weary in your Christian race. No matter what circumstance you find yourself in life, you can consider Him, and it will help you put that circumstance into perspective. When you wish you were born into better circumstances, consider Him. He was born in a stable. His first bed was a cow's trough. Consider Him. When you're misunderstood, consider Him. His family thought he was crazy for most of his life. When people lie about you, consider Him. He was lied about his entire life and is still lied about to this day. When friends forsake you, consider Him. All of His closest friends fled and left Him completely alone in His hour of greatest need. Consider Him. When your body's racked with pain, consider Him. Remember how He was beaten beyond recognition. When you're made fun of, consider Him. Remember how He was stripped and mocked and spat upon and laughed at. When you're cheated, consider Him. He didn't even get a fair trial. When you feel like you can't go on, consider Him. He walked that long road all the way up Golgotha to be crucified for you. When you feel like the cost is too high in the Christian life, consider Him. He gave His all for you. Hebrews 12:3 tells us this morning to consider Him so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. When you reach the point where you are too weary to go on, when you reach the point in the Christian life where you're too tired to keep doing what's right, when you can't think of a single reason to keep running the race, when you can't think of a single reason to stay faithful one more day, consider Him. Consider all that He has done for you and stay faithful for Him. Maybe some of you here today have reached a point where honestly you're just tired. You're weary from running the race of life. And you're not sure how or why you should even go on. What is it that's going to keep us going on when we hit the wall, so to speak, in the race of our Christian life? What is it? What is it that's going to keep you going faithfully all the way to the finish line? One thing that will keep you pressing on when you don't feel like pressing on is when you consider Him, when you think of Him. You think of all that He did for you and the price that He paid for you. It'll help you to carry on when you don't feel like you can. Years ago, an amazing event took place in the Olympic Games. The marathon started. The runners made their circle around the track in the stadium and then left and ran the course through the city for a number of hours. Eventually, the winner came running back into the stadium to the cheers of the crowd, and then all the other runners came in, and the runners trickled in right up until the very end, and the race was over, or so everybody thought. The race was over except for one lone runner who was still far away running the course. An hour passed, 2 hours passed after the finish. Other events were now taking place in the stadium, and the sun was beginning to set. And the people in the stands looked to their left, and they saw a runner hobbling his way into the stadium. And he looked a mess. He had a bandage on his knee. It was bloody from a bad fall that he had taken earlier in the race. And he was limping his way towards the finish line. People in the stands began to realize who he was and what was going on. And one by one, they stood and they began to applaud. And as he reached the finish line, the entire stadium was on their feet, applauding him as he limped across the finish line. Sometime after the race, he was interviewed by the media. And they said to him, "Why in the world did you keep running after you were so many hours behind everybody else?" And he made an extraordinary statement, this runner from Tanzania. He said, "My country did not send me 7,000 miles to start this race. They sent me 7,000 miles to finish it." With every step that runner took along that course, as much as he wanted to quit, he was thinking of the people back home who had sacrificed to send him to that race. With every step, the pain that was going through his leg and the further that he fell behind, he wanted to quit, but I imagine he must have pictured in his mind the faces of his family and his friends. And he said, "I have to keep going. I can't quit." And he ran all the way to the finish line. I want to tell you, friends, God did not send his son all the way to this earth to suffer and die just so you could start the race. God sent his son all the way to this earth to suffer and die for you so that you could finish the race. I wonder if we have a church filled with people this morning who are determined to finish the race. It's one thing to run a race. It's another thing entirely to finish the race. And I want to tell you, gang, there will be many, many days in the Christian life when you don't feel like going on. I know some of the younger Christians in here may not understand that. But how many of you folks who've been running with the Lord for many miles know exactly what I'm talking about? There are times in the Christian life when you cannot see how you could possibly go another day and be faithful and stay true and do what's right and keep running the race. And there are times in the Christian life when you're going to have to dig deep. And you're going to have to find something that you didn't know you had. And you're going to have to press on for the sake of Christ, considering him and how much he gave for you and how you wouldn't dare quit on him. You're going to keep running. I want to share with you just a brief video clip from the movie called Facing the Giants. This is a scene which just really touched my heart when I saw this movie. This young football player thought that he had been trying hard. He thought that he had been giving his best. But he really had no idea what giving his best meant until he was pushed beyond his limits. And he had a coach who loved him deeply and loved that team very much and was determined to bring out the very best in those kids, to train them and teach them to go the extra mile, that they didn't have to quit, even when they were tired, even when everything in them was screaming at them to quit. They could keep going. Let's take a few moments and watch this incredible scene together from Facing the Giants.
All right, let's go. Show me something. 10 yards. Move it, move it. Let's go. Let's go, Matt. Let's go. Let's go, Jonathan. Show me something. 10 yards. Show me some power. No knees. Keep your knees off the ground. Show me something. There we go. 10 yards. Show me some muscle. Show me some power. Give me some heart. Let's go. Very good, boy. Very good. Let's run it back.
So, Coach, how strong is Westview this year?
A lot stronger than we are.
You already written Friday night down as a loss, Brock?
Well, not if I know we could beat them.
Come here, Brock. You too, Jeremy.
What, am I in trouble now?
Not yet. I want to see you do the death crawl again, except I want to see your absolute best.
What, you want me to go to the 30?
I think you can go to the 50.
50? I can go to the 50 if nobody's on my back.
I think you can do it with Jeremy on your back. But even if you can, I want you to promise me you're going to do your best.
All right.
Your best.
Okay.
You going to give me your best?
I'm going to give you my best.
All right, one more thing. I want you to do it blindfolded.
Why?
Because I don't want you giving up at a certain point when you could go further. Get down. Jeremy, get on his back. I get a good tight hold, Jeremy. All right, let's go, Brock. Keep your knees off the ground, just your hands and feet. There you go. A little bit left, a little bit left. There you go. Show me good effort. That way, Brock. You keep coming. There you go. It's a good start. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go, Brock. Good strength. That's it, Brock. That's it.
Not another 20 yet?
Forget the 20. You give me your best. You keep going. That's it. No, don't stop, Brock. You got more in you than that.
I ain't done. Just resting a second.
You gotta keep moving. Let's keep moving. Let's go. Don't quit till you got nothing left. There you go. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Your very best. Your very best. Your very best. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. Don't quit on me. Keep going. Keep driving it. Keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. That's it. Your very best. Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Don't quit till you got nothing left. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. I want everything you got. Come on. Keep going.
It hurts.
Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go.
He's heavy.
I know he's heavy.
I'm by his strength.
Then you negotiate with your body to find more strength, but don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going, you hear me? You keep going, you're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurts.
I know it hurts. You keep going. You keep going. It's all hard from here. 30 more steps. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Keep going.
Burn.
And let it burn.
My arms are burning.
It's all hard. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Come on, keep going. You promised me your best, your best. Don't stop, keep going.
Too hard.
It's not too hard, you keep going. Come on, Brock, give me more. Give me more, keep going. 20 more steps, 20 more. Keep going, Brock, give me your best. Don't quit, no, keep going. Keep going, keep going. Don't quit, don't quit, don't quit. Brock Kelly, you don't quit! Keep going! Keep going! keep going! No, Brock Kelly! You don't quit on me! No, you keep going! You keep going! Go, Brock! 10 more steps! 10 more! 10 more! 10 more! Keep going! Don't quit! Give me your arm!
I can't do it!
You can! You can! 5 more! 5 more! Come on, Brock! Come on! Don't quit! Don't quit! Come on, Brock! 2 more! 1 more!
It's got to be 50. It's got to be 50. Oh, how many more?
Look up, Brock. You're in the end zone. Brock, you are the most influential player on this team. If you walk around defeated, so will they. Don't tell me you can't give me more than what I've been seeing. You just carried a 140-pound man across this whole field in your arms. Brock, I need you. God's gifted you with the ability of leadership. Don't waste it.
Coach?
Can I count on you?
Yes.
Coach?
What is it, Jeremy?
I weigh 160.
That young football player learned what it meant that day to give himself wholeheartedly for something. I want to ask you this morning if you're giving yourself wholeheartedly to Jesus Christ and to this race that has been marked out before you, or are you living the Christian life half-heartedly? Maybe you're not living it at all. Are you giving yourself wholeheartedly to the cause of Christ? If you've grown weary and you're at a point in your life where you just feel like you cannot continue, I want to ask you one more time this morning to consider Him. Consider Him who went the distance for you to buy your freedom. When I reach points in my life where I feel like I can't go on or I don't want to go on, just a few minutes of considering Him puts everything in perspective. When I think of the price that He paid for me, all that He did for me, how in the world could I ever quit? 1 Samuel 12:24 says, "Be sure to fear the Lord and serve Him faithfully with all your heart. Consider what great things He has done for you." I love the words of the old hymn. It's actually my mother's favorite hymn. It says, "When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride." And the writer closes that hymn with the last verse in these amazing words. He says, "Were the whole realm of nature mine, that would be a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my life, my soul, my all." Are you giving Him your all this morning, Christian friend? Will people be able to look at your life and say that you finished strong? Will that be your epitaph? The Apostle Paul was able to close out his life as he wrote a letter of encouragement to young Timothy, to whom he was passing the torch. Paul's race was finished. And he wrote some amazing words to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, starting in verse 6. He said, I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all those who have longed for his appearing. Church, I'm through. And as we close, I want to tell you that I see you running well. And I want to encourage you to keep running well. But I also want to encourage you to determine in your heart this morning that you are going to finish strong, no matter what. Oh, as we sit here in the comfort of this room, surrounded by like people who love the Lord, we're all on the same team together. It's so easy to say, man, I'm going to finish strong. But when we leave this place and the world bears down on us and life gets hard, are you determined? Have you already made up your mind that no matter what comes, you are going to finish strong? Got an email from a man in this church about a week or so ago. And just a line in there that he put just challenged me and encouraged my heart. He said, Phil, no matter what, we're going to stick together to the end. We're going to finish this if it kills us both, he said. Those are the kind of teammates I like. Is that where you are this morning? Can you say truly in your heart, Lord, the best that I know how, I am determining to finish strong. Maybe you're at a point in your life this morning, you go, Phil, you have no idea where I am in life. There is no way that anything positive could come out of where I am in life right now. I'm going to tell you something, friends. You're selling God short if you think that. God is ready to take you from wherever you are in life this morning, and He's ready to make your life brand new. Are you listening to Him this morning? Is your heart open to Him? Friend, have you ever come to a place in your life where you have surrendered your life to God and said, Father, I'm a sinner. I'm lost without you. I need your saving grace to change my life. If you've never done that, you can do that right now. He's waiting. The Bible says, whoever comes to Him, He will never cast out. Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter where you've been, doesn't matter what you've done. He's ready to give you new life this morning. Maybe you have accepted Christ, but maybe somewhere along the race of this Christian life, you've grown weary and you've stepped off the course. You're no longer giving your best. You're no longer giving your life wholeheartedly to Him. I want to encourage you today to get back on the course, to run the race, and to finish strong. Let's pray. Father, it is indeed easier to start something than it is to finish it. And I pray that if there's somebody here this morning who's just weary, they've reached a point where they're tired of doing what's right. They're tired of being faithful. They're tired of following you. It's just easier to flow with the current. Father, I pray for them right now. I ask that you would give them the courage. Help them to reach inside and find the strength that you can give to them to get back on the course and to run the race. Lord, the stakes are so high. We're not running this for ourselves. We're running this and living this life for your name's sake. I pray, Father, that years from now, all of us would be able to look back on our lives and say, with God's help, with God's grace, we ran well and we finished strong. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.